This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to all you joyriders out there. This is a fantastic show from the guys you know. I'm speaking of none other than the Band of Brothers. My name's Keith, producer for such fine Truth Network programming like The Masculine Journey and Masculine Journey After Hours. In this podcast, you can expect to laugh and smile with godly men who want nothing more than to honor and glorify God. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the joyride. Hey, joyriders. So this week, the guys are discussing how God will disrupt, dismantle our lives, but also bring healing and restoration to our lives. You know, in the army, they do something like this. They call it breaking you down to build you back up. Basically, when you first enter the army, drill sergeants will conduct activities designed to break you away from your old slash bad habits and individualistic way of thinking and build you back up with a team-focused mentality. So on my first day of basic training, the people in my unit was given a simple task. We had to line up all our assigned equipment in a row, organized just how our drill sergeants told us to do. Every time we got it wrong, we had to do push-ups. We had to do so many push-ups that day. But it did serve a purpose. We would eventually start trusting the process in order to improve. Trusting in God is vital. So yes, there will be times of disruption, dismantling. They are part of the process, but so it's healing and restoration. So trust the process, trust in Christ. But some of y'all out there are a bit hard-headed, so the process may take a little longer for some of y'all, which is something I know absolutely nothing about. But just in case, don't tell my wife or my mom I said that. They may have some stories to tell.
Yeah, a great thing that I'd love to do, and I need to just sit down and do it. And David, since we work a lot together, you can hold me accountable to it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I would like to start a little bit of a journal, you know, saying, God, help me, remind me of when you disrupted me in this situation, in relationships, when you disrupted me in finances, when you disrupted me, and some of those will come very quickly, right? But, okay, what was the dismantling? What were you after there, right? Or what are you after now? Right, help me dig into you more. All right, God, where did that go? Move into healing. You know, because a lot of times when you can get to perspective of what God's already done, it gives you the energy to face what you're going through today. But one of the big things the enemy does is he strips us of our memory. Mm-hmm. You know, he'll put a lot of things at us and rob us of the things God's done in our life. The things that you say, "Oh, I'll never forget that."
Forgotten already.
Forget what? You know, the next commercial comes on and I don't even know what's going on. You know, it's like, oh, the game's back on. I got no idea here.
Yeah.
Right. And so, you know, we're forgetful people. You know, that's why the Bible's full of people building monuments so that they didn't forget for generations. Right. Where's the monuments in your life that you're building so you don't forget when you face that next obstacle? You can say, okay, God, I know I don't get it. I don't understand why I'm here. Yes, I'm frustrated, fill in the blank, but what I do know is your heart is good towards me and you're after something. So let me trust in that and walk with you through it.
But also the pain that we were talking about earlier helps you remember some of those things.
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid growing up, how many times did we hurt ourselves and Dad looked at you, hurt, didn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, God does the same thing in this dismantling process.
Yeah, how many times did you stick your hand over a candle?
Once.
Yeah. If you really got burnt, you only did it once.
Yeah.
Right.
At work, how many times do I ask the wrong question? A lot, but it hurts every time I do.
Yeah, but I try to burn you every time you do.
That's a different
scenario. I'm just glad for pain. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Oh, yep, that hurts.
You're welcome.
That's a giving
of pain. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I'm not being an instrument of God there. Okay, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. Go ahead.
He's only got two legs, but you can try him.
I'll try. I'm not carrying him. I'm just saying.
Yeah. There we go.
Not bad.
I will live stream that one.
So from the guys of Masculine Journey, I'm Keith, and we'll see you down the road.
This is the Truth Network.